Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, 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 hey. Wells, what's happening, man?
Oh, you know, just drinking some beers.
Chewing some bud.
True, true.
Nice. All right, so what's been up since our last record?
Got a new keg, man. I went a while with no kegs, and I was just like, I don't need it. The double-edged sword of having kegs is that, on one hand, it is cheaper if it's a beer you really like. On the other hand, you have to really like that beer because it will wear out its welcome if you're not careful. So,
right.
It is summertime here in Charlotte. It is stupid hot. And so I got a lime lager because pool season, and it's just the choice. Got it from Parrish. Was super great. Enjoying that. But I'm just like, man, one of these days I'm going to get a faction keg. And last week, before, I guess, whatever, was at my local bottle shop, and he had a fresh drop of faction beer in. And I'm like, man, one of these days I hope you can grab a keg that I can have, because he'll get kegs, but he'll usually put them on. He's like, well, let me see. And he's like, oh, dude, I can get you the summer IPA. And I'm like, oh, the one that I just had three cans of in a row, back to back to back. Yes, please. So I have a new faction keg. It is glorious. Friggin' love it.
Nice. That's awesome. Mr. Wells, what about you?
You know, I went to Charlotte, right? I mean, I did just see you recently.
You did. Very true. So
yeah.
What did you do while you were here?
Two chicks at once.
Nice. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's going to be news to my wife. Holy shit.
Oh, so wow. Two chicks at once. It wasn't even your wife. Okay. No, let's know, look, right? Man. Look, you do you, boo. I'm not here to.
No. Let me look. Actually, what did I do? Concerts. Saw Umphrey's McGee and Mo play together. That was a dream, honestly. Super cool to see that happen. I can hear myself think now. And then what else did we do? Breweries wise, man, you know, Zig coming and going from Charlotte. We love to stop in Durham. I went to beer study in Durham for the first time. And then figured out it was actually my second time there. super cool bottle shop with like a sandwich spot next door. We missed the World Cup game, but apparently that's like a great place to watch soccer. They've got like a area to watch games and things built into it. Really cool place. Super glad we went.
Thanks. Cool. Hey, Josh, what have you been up to?
Well, Wells, did you hit any other spots besides where we went? But did you hit any other spots either coming down or going back up?
Nothing coming back up.
Okay.
We just stopped at Red Oak right off of 85 and 40, and it continues to just absolutely blow me away. There was something. So there's a brewery called Star Point in Durham that a beer study has bought, brought in, whatever, incorporated into their lineup. So they've got like 40 taps, and then five of their taps belong to Star Point. You can see the brewing equipment in the back. I had the New Zealand IPA and loved it. So that's a spot that I need to. I mean, Durham is about like the halfway point between Richmond and Charlotte. So I just we love to stop there to break that drive up a little bit. So cool. Yeah, that's about it. And then you and I went to Divine Barrel.
Yes, we did.
Stayed there for a hot minute.
Until you're disappointed.
When was I disappointed?
Exactly. You know, this is you're at a brewery that you're having a good time. Don't leave unless you get disappointed, right?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we had some good beers. We had their 100-month beer, their 100-month IPA.
Oh,
they've been officially open for 100 months.
All all centennial hopped IPA for, you know, 100 months. And that was damn good. I could have had another one of those.
Yes, agreed. We happened to be there right at the tail end of England and Norway. We walked to Ugly Bar, had a drink, and then Jeff, can you guess where we ended the night?
A bari.
No. Salute. You know, we were in Charlotte. It's got to be Salute.
You're involved, so I mean, there's a
zero
chance.
So that we, I legit thought about saying, hey, why don't we go to a bari instead? But I was like, yeah.
You want to go to a bari? I hear it's pretty cool.
I also thought at the same time, like, we were also trying to get out of Uptown Charlotte because there was both an AC/DC concert and a J. Cole concert going on at the same time that night.
Wait, AC/DC was in town?
Yeah, they were playing at B of A Stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, we should probably get home before this traffic just gets fucking horseshit. Because right. It's about to, real quick.
It's about to. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we skipped out as soon as we could, and then I watched Conor McGregor break his leg and laugh.
Yeah, I thought about staying awake for that, and instead I was like, you know what, I'm just going to fall asleep on the couch instead because I'm very comfortable. Yes. And I didn't miss shit.
You really didn't. Well, I mean, technically you did because Argentina got took into the brink. They pulled it out of their ass at the very end. I was kind of flipping in between both. And yeah, it was a fun sports night.
For sure. I just feel like at this point, you know, Conor McGregor has disappointed in the last, I don't know, 15 years. Like he had his moment in time, right? Like he was dominant, but he's been gone for so long. He is just not anything. He is the, you know, he might as well just go to the WWE and pull a Ronda Rousey and just trade off of his name because that's all he's got left.
Yeah, because cocaine is a hell of a drug and makes you do some stupid things.
I don't know anything about that.
All right, anyways, on to the news. This one is kind of, it's surprising, but it's not. And I'll say why in a second. But Untitled Arts is shutting down.
Hmm.
That's weird.
It is.
It is weird. And the reason why I'm going to say it's surprising, but it's not, is number one, I noticed at my local bottle shop, who used to get Untitled Art stuff all the time, like over the last 6 months, I'd say, I really stopped seeing stuff from Untitled Arts even showing up there.
Which I will see.
Wonder.
Yeah, I will see their seltzers, just their regular seltzers. That's about all. Like, and again, it all comes down to your beer buyer as well, right?
Oh yeah.
Grant just doesn't buy a lot of their, you know, super expensive German chocolate ice cream cake stouts. You know, it's just, he just buys the seltzers because they move.
Yeah. Well, as you said, it was weird. Why do you feel like them shutting down is weird?
I mean, I understand why they're not. It's because they are a contract brewed brand that is owned by a brewed by Octopi in Wisconsin, and they got bought by Asahi, you know, the Japanese brewers. But it's just that, like, is there no longer room under, like, at the Octopi location for whatever Untitled Art is doing? I mean, I guess not, because they are losing their contract brew thing, but it's just weird to see a brand like this like disappear when the owner, like a co-owner of Octopi, is a co-owner of Untitled Art.
Right.
I mean, just could also be one of those things too, where you know, who knows what kind of fires Octopi has got going. And the reason I say that is, they are now technically, or would have been considered, the 13th largest craft brewery in the U.S.
Well, Octopi is, yeah.
Yeah, Octopi, which, you know, that's fucking huge. And when you think about it, and we've talked about this a long time ago, once we figured all of this out of Octopi, that, I mean, that's pretty much all they do is contract brewing for the most part, right?
Yep.
So they're kind of like a, you know, Matt FX Brewing Company or some of these sure. other ones out there that may have some labels underneath them, like a Saranac or in this case, an Untitled Arts. But ultimately, they make their nut doing contract brewing.
And that makes sense. I mean, they got to get that nut.
It could just be that maybe it was time to just let this little project go, you know, like.
I mean, I guess no little project. They are in, what, 35 states?
Like, well, yeah, that's big. True. That's true.
But I have to wonder if this is one of those cases where, like, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, beer drinking is down and, you know, beer is underwater and all that kind of stuff. And is it really that bad, or is it just not growing at the pace that the American stock market demands that it grows? And that's kind of what got me thinking with this. Was Untitled Arts not doing well, or had they just maybe plateaued and weren't having the, you know, 20% growth every quarter that is demanded anymore? You'd like to think that with somebody like Octopi being involved, like maybe that's not the case, but somebody surely is crunching the numbers here to figure out, like, we're making more money than we're spending. This is probably not a bad one to keep around. I don't understand.
I don't either. And it just makes me wonder, like, oh, maybe they're losing their contract agreement with Octopi and they'll move to a different, you know, maybe establish a different contract brewery, but I don't know. I just did not see that coming at all.
Right.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. This was kind of a big shocker, but then, you know, going back to what Jeff was just saying, beer drinking is down and it's not like a 4-pack of Untitled Art stuff was cheap.
Yeah, but it was good.
It's good, don't get me wrong, but when you are also competing with other places that kind of do a lot of the same beer styles you do, maybe people weren't looking at Untitled Arts as much as they were looking at some of these other places. And, you know, back to numbers not going burr, if the numbers aren't going burr enough, maybe they're just like, this is too expensive to keep this running.
Yeah. Yeah. And there comes a point, too, where I wonder if, like, we saw it with, you know, Jay Wakefield isn't doing as good as it used to. We saw that group from Texas that came to Charlotte, whose name I can never remember for the life of me. Weathered Souls. Thank you. You know, a lot of these breweries that kind of really made their name on the crazy flavor combinations, you know, it comes a point where people start skewing away from that. You know, we're seeing, at least in the markets that I'm around, people still want hazy, but it's not like it used to be. People still want fun fruit flavors, but not like it used to be. Maybe, you know, Untitled Arts has been having some issues. Maybe they're not selling as well. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
I definitely know that Asahi check has to be sizable. Do we remember how much that how much that was for? Do we know? I'll look.
Okay, yeah, I would say I don't remember. Excuse me. I don't remember off the top of my head, but and right. Them not, you know, Octopi not really being their own entity anymore could have been the major decision in this factor of Asahi came down and said, no, you need to stop doing this.
Yeah, it's not telling me. I guess that's what happens when it's a private company.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say, I mean, you know, that is the one thing we keep forgetting is corporate overlords could just be like, nope, you're not doing it.
True.
You stop that nonsense. All right, moving on into some names from the past that this was kind of shocking as well. Do you guys remember Beer Advocate?
How could I forget?
Or BA, if you will.
Yes.
Well, back in 2020, Next Glass, which is the parent company, I guess, if you want to call it that, of Untappd and a few other pieces of software and websites as well. Well, they had purchased Beer Advocate. Most people probably remembered Beer Advocate as a website forum. It did have a magazine run as well.
Yep.
I think there was like 120 some odd issues of the magazine, but it was probably mostly known for its like, if you wanted like really detailed tasting notes, you'd go to the BA site.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were very proud of that.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they were. Yeah.
I know, or at least when Untapped or Next Glass, technically, sorry, purchased Beer Advocate, Jason Alstrom still stayed on board with Beer Advocate, but obviously that was getting run through Next Glass, and they have now sold Beer Advocate back to him.
Which is crazy. Wait, did you say Jason or Todd?
It was Jason, not Todd.
Is it Todd?
It's Todd.
Okay.
I know there's
They're the Alstrom brothers.
I'm sorry, I can remember which one it was.
Yeah. So Next Glass giving up Beer Advocate back to Todd Alstrom. And the interesting, I mean, my question is, so what does this really mean? I haven't paid attention to Beer Advocate much.
I was about to ask you.
Since this purchase.
Okay.
So, but you know, this was his baby. He, you know, nurtured, grew, you know, that website, competed against Rate Beer. Right. It was, I mean, my go-to thing until Untappd really came around. And then I just don't participate in the forums anymore. Like in general, I'm barely on participating on Reddit at least. So, I never really went to the Beer Advocate forums much. So I don't know what this is going to mean in terms of, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. Because number one, it's also been 6 years since that was a thing, right? Beer Advocate being a thing. So do they even have the audience to keep? I mean, it's a website, right? It's not like it costs that much money, but do they even have the audience to get this thing back up again, so to speak? Because it was huge at one point. I mean, big enough they had their own fucking magazine. So
right. I remember getting that magazine for like a year, like some free subscription or something like that. I'm like, this is all old news.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait, we talked about this on the show like 2 months ago. Cool.
Well, it's old news, but I mean, that's the print publication, right?
Oh, like yeah.
You have to look at things differently than you would in online. That's like, as a beer writer, you know, when I was doing the whole writing thing and I was writing for a physical, like a print publication and an online publication, it was two different article streams. Like I could not write about the same thing for both places because one had to be more thematic and mm-hmm. and the other was more
listicles.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Basically, one had to be thematic and one had to be timely.
Cracked.com, Wells' top 10 options for.
Yeah.
All right. So good luck storming the castle, Beer Advocate. I wish you all the best.
I think if anybody's going to pull this off, it's going to be, you know, one of the co-founders. What, I mean, of course, it's a private sale. It does make me wonder. Did you take, like, get good money for this and then, like, buy it back for less? Like,
right.
Of course, I'd be interested to know, but I'm not going to see that. So.
And we've seen that kind of thing happen before with breweries, you know, Funky Buddha and, the guys up in Boone that make the hard tea from Bojangles. Appalachian Mountain.
Yeah, Appalachian Mountain. Yeah.
So, you know, it's not uncommon.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. So,
you know, I'm never going to feel bad when private equity comes in and pays a boatload of money for a brewery and then decides in 3 years that they're not making enough money and they sell it for pennies back to the people that they bought it from. Always on board with that.
Yep.
Pretty funny shit, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Very true. You know, go ahead, Wes.
I'm just saying I might actually have to open up Beer Advocate real quick and see what's going on.
See what's happening.
Do you though?
Beer Advocate is independent again. Got a nice little pop up and Yeah, honestly, the discussion forums are still going, so.
I'll be damned.
I know. Good for them. I guess it never really, stopped. I just stopped. That's on me.
And it's easy enough to stop.
Yeah.
But you know who doesn't seem to be able to stop kicking themselves in their own foot?
Who's that?
Legion Brewing.
Oh no, not Legion again. Uh-huh. Are they doing another can day? Do I need to prepare to go volunteer to pack up?
You might have to because they are now behind on loans and they're not giving out information to investors.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops is right. So apparently there's a plaintiff named in a lawsuit. BND Legion Holdings LLC has just about a 13% stake in Legion itself, which means it has the right to inspect business records. But apparently Legion, quote, has failed to provide quarterly and annual statements since BND became a member in 2020, end quote. What are you guys doing over there? If this has been five, almost 6 years, I don't know when in 2020 they became minority holders, but if I want to see how my investment's doing. What's going right. on?
And especially that long of a time, and I'm asking you, and you can't even just tell me?
Yeah. Then up next, you're going to be like, is that guy even alive? Like, you have so many demands. You're just being unreasonable.
Well, and I mean, not only that, but to Wells' point, like, this isn't even an unreasonable request. I mean, Legion is required by law to provide this information to its investors.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't even do that.
Right.
Yes. Man, it's just like every other week now, it feels like they're doing something comes out and you're just like, what is going on?
What's the other big story? It was the OSHA lawsuit against Legion. Yep.
Yes.
Which I found out thanks to this article that that's been settled. So boo. I really would have loved to see how that ended up.
Same. And then, you know, as Jeff half joked, but they put a post out that said, hey, you want to come volunteer at the canning line? And of course, they claim that that meant to be an internal memo and not a public memo, despite the fact that they posted it on Instagram.
Yeah, about that.
So,
yeah, that's pretty funny.
It seems like nobody over there knows what the hell's going on. And yeah, I'll just be quite honest with you. Like, I can't remember last time I had Juicy J because it doesn't taste the same anymore. So right. I haven't touched a Legion beer in forever.
Yeah. I mean, it's there was probably a point in time where it was decent. And I understand it, the brewer that invented that recipe left.
Yep.
And as we have seen with other breweries here in Charlotte, when the main staff starts to turn over, the quality starts to dip because people start prioritizing cost cutting over quality and being proud of what you make. And it's going to be weird when Legion becomes the second or third brewery here in Charlotte to have a colossal meltdown when, by all rights and reasons, I mean, like, Legion should not ever be in trouble. Juicy J is everywhere. It's the, as much as I hate to admit it, like the number one hazy in Charlotte for people that are into hazies. I'm not saying it's the best one, but I'm just saying it's the one that sells the most. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. And yet they're having this kind of trouble. So, like, you know, when they opened that South Park facility, we all kind of went, it kind of took a second and thought, like, this seems like a bit of a stretch, but maybe that's okay. But man, you know, Sycamore, Legion, you know, it's weird to see these kind of colossal juggernauts of Charlotte Brewing completely implode like this.
It's, yeah.
I don't know what to think.
Like self-inflicted stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's not hard to make your place of business secure against like falling metal poles. Like, how do you have to be sued by somebody to fix that?
It's just exactly. Weird. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. All right. Last but not least, Wells, I know you're not an avid Costco shopper, but Jeff and I are. And they had teamed up with the Deschutes to make a lager, and unfortunately, that is now being ended.
Man, I'm so disappointed in this. I'm not going to be disingenuous. I have probably acquired 4 to 6 12 packs. It wasn't always in my fridge. It wasn't the beer that I drank every day, but I did buy it. It was a quality beer. I'm super disappointed that they're discontinuing it. I hope there's something else coming. Maybe this is another one of those things where they had a license or a contract or whatever for a couple of years and just decided to mix it up a little bit. You know, it was a Helles lager, which isn't necessarily the style that everybody's jumping at these days, but right. At the same time, do you make a Kirkland hazy IPA that's just going to blend in with everybody else? You know, like, not sure what the answer here should have been, but it's definitely I'm not going to pour one out for the Deschutes Kirkland collaboration here because I'm drinking the ones that I have left.
Yeah. And like you said, Jeff, I mean, who knows? Maybe this, I mean, typically the way that Costco does things, right, is they will do short-term contracts. And if, you know, it's selling enough, they'll keep it going. Maybe this just wasn't selling enough. Who knows? I mean, it's obvious that both the Deschutes and Costco will be fine. It was just, this was a well-made Helles lager, and it was affordable. That was probably the biggest part of it, right? It was affordable. It was well-made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was won like a gold medal at GABF this year. Yeah. Won a World Beer Cup. Like this is an award-winning beer that's well regarded. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it was like a $13 12 pack of 12 ounce cans or something. Like that. It was ridiculously reasonable as far as price goes. And now, I mean, to your point, Wells, like it won awards. Not that you can transition the award to a different beer, but part of me wonders if Deschutes came back and said, look, we've won awards with this beer now. You need to start paying more. And Costco's like, nah, that's not our model, bro. And Deschutes is like, cool, we'll just put it out some different way, maybe. But I don't know. Like it's curious, you know, like so many things. I'd love to know the background on this. I don't know that we'll ever find the background on this.
But same. I would too.
I mean, you've got the recipe, right? And I'm sure, like, I want to know, does Deschutes own the rights to that recipe now that the arrangement with Costco is gone? Like, will Deschutes be able to, like, rebrand, keep that beer going? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. And that's not, I don't have
an answer. Doesn't say in this article. And yeah, that is a good question. Like, are they going to be able to continue to make this, or is this just it? And they're done. Who knows? Who knows? But hopefully this beer doesn't go away. That's what I would hope. All right. Well, since we are all remote, we're going to move into what beer we've been drinking on episode one. So, Jeff, what have you been drinking?
Thanks, Scott, for sending me some West Coast beer. This is... I don't even know what the name of this. Actually, this is the MKC IPA. So if you're not familiar with Montana Knife Company, you obviously don't watch any food-based YouTube at all. Man, Montana Knife is everywhere. They are expensive knives. This segment not brought to you by Montana Knife because they have
expensive not sent me any isn't knives. A word for it. Unruly expensive. It's unworldly expensive. How about that?
Yes, yes, yes. But this is an IPA they did as a collaboration with Anchorage Brewing.
Oh?
Yep. It is a 4% hazy IPA.
Weird.
Brewed in collaboration with Montana Knife Company to celebrate the opening of their new manufacturing facility. Brewed with Montana grown base malt and Alaska water from Eklutna Glacier. Dry hopped with Montana grown, and I am not making this up, Aroma hops. A-H-H-H-R-O-M-A. Aroma hops.
Aroma.
Luminosa and Strata. Boyos, you know, this is hazy. It is not it's not a milkshake, you know, it's not like oatmeal and super soft and all that. The hops are nice in this, it's solid, it's 4%. I don't know that I would like, I'm in this weird place with pale ales where if it's not just a hop bomb, I'm not sure that I'm drinking or that I'm going to buy it. This is good. I just don't know that I would buy a lot of 4% beer, you know, not that I'm looking to get drunk every time I crack a can. It's Anchorage. So I'm sure this is not a cheap beer to begin with.
Right.
It does taste good. It is well made. I do like it. I just don't know that I would buy it. So that's okay. Me. Wells, what Vale half fill are you drinking tonight?
They're not. It's not a half fill. It's a
3/4. Fine.
No, this was pretty full to did it can. Thank you. This is called, I left one of these for y'all and, hopefully you'll get a chance to have it on an upcoming recording. It is a goza called Pickles Will Prevail. And it is a 5% goza brewed with pickles. Tastes like pickles. I love it. I love it to pieces. I'm going to need to, because I'm traveling this weekend and seeing some concerts and everything. And this would be a wonderful hangover beer. Like, I don't feel like I just need salt, you know, in the morning and boom, I just crack one of these open.
I wonder how those would do, like as a chicken marinade.
It would absolutely kick ass, but
yeah. You're not wasting it.
I'm not wasting it. Nope, I'm not. But I think it would make a great chicken marinade, to be honest. So, you know, go for it.
Fair enough. Josh?
What are you drinking, Josh?
Jeff, I'm actually surprised you're not drinking the same beer I'm drinking.
What's that?
Beer for Beer Babes.
Yeah.
It is a West Coast IPA that is made in collaboration with Common Market from Divine Barrel. So it's nice. Common Market's anniversary beer, basically. They used to do these all the time. Like, I'm sure you gents remember the guava beer that was just, oh, so good.
So damn straight it was.
Then I haven't really seen a lot of stuff from them lately around their, you know, anniversary beer, and I was in there last weekend and happened to see they had Beer for Beer Babes, and I was like, huh, it's Divine Barrel, it's a West Coast, how can we really go wrong here? And it's damn good.
Yeah, you're pretty well. That sounds awesome. I need to should attract more of those down.
Yeah, you really should have. It's phenomenal. It's just,
yeah, it's quite good.
Solid West Coast IPA. Like, that's the crazy part, right? Like, it's West Coast IPA made by Divine Barrel, and shocker, it's good.
Yeah, I had one of those that you gifted me this weekend. It was quite excellent.
Nice. So, absolutely love this beer. You know, and you're sitting there thinking, well, why didn't you guys have it on the show? It's because, to Jeff's point, I gifted him one, and I think I bought the last 4-pack when I was in Common Market on Saturday, because I didn't see anything else in there. So they might be running low already.
That's great.
At least in my Common Market. There are other Common
Markets. Look, realistically, there's a lot of beer that we have on the show. There's a lot of beer that we don't have on the show, just for that very reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have too much to get through. sometimes it's too good to wait. You know, now that we're only recording in person, you know, once a month, I get beer and I'm like, ugh, I don't know if I want that to wait.
Right.
So, you know, it exactly. is what it is. I mean, like this MKC beer, it's fine. But Josh, I think you would have been crazy about it, but I also didn't want it, like it's been here for 3 weeks. I didn't want it to wait another four.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that makes a big decision too about what beers I will bring forward anymore, is because we're only doing this in person once a month. So sometimes there's shit that I've had where I'm like, I think Jeff might really like this. Fortunately, we're not going to see each other for another 3 weeks.
Then you guys are like, oh, we want this beer. And I'm like, well, okay, I'll bring it up to you next time I'm up there. And it's like, no, it's this weekend. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm coming up now. Job's done.
So true.
Job's done.
All right, we're at the end of the show, Jeff. Where are we at?
We're at craftbeercast.com. Check us out. Links to our episodes are there. Patreon, if you want to support us, love that. If you have questions or want to arrange a beer trade, you can email us contact@craftbeercast.com. Otherwise, that's pretty much it for the show. Wells, where can they find you?
You can find me at All the Wells, all one word, on Instagram. Josh, where can they find you?
Besides right here, don't forget to rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend, tell somebody. Don't forget about our subreddit /r/craftbeercast. And other than that, we'll talk to you all next Thursday.